It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs. If you're doing what I'm doing, then you're listening on the radio. If not, you could check them out and see what kind of hat Willard's wearing right now on YouTube.
You can't do that, Shasky. You can't. No. You can't see what kind of hat Willard's wearing. Why? Because he's not here.
Gone.
He's gone. You should have played the Shasky one where he said he's more of a Dibs fan, and I would have, you know, fought back on that like Willard did yesterday.
Yeah.
Shasky loves me. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Shasky and I have had a little bit of a back and forth of late and, you know, bonding over having toddlers. And I was actually, I just texted him to say,
oh, bloop.
Your whole Bryce Aldridge.
He's asleep upstairs right now.
I love that more than I probably should, but it's because I totally get it. And it fascinates me that not that he feels like he has to like produce content in the moment, but he is so excited that he wants to share his excitement, but he knows that you cannot wake the baby. That's like the number one cardinal sin, which is why like Sunday I'm playing golf very, very early. And so I'm going to have to sleep in another room because we have a creaky floor in our, it's upstairs in a very spacious home, I'll be honest. But if I go from the master bedroom to the stairway, I can't get by without waking up our daughter, so I have to sleep elsewhere to avoid waking baby syndrome.
Can I take you behind the curtain for just a minute?
Please.
And we have a Giants lineup we'll get to in a minute or two as well. So the way that it happened on Wednesday when Bryce hits the walk-off grand slam, it happens. We all react. It's obviously you and Willard here, so Willard was sitting where I'm sitting, and I'm back behind the glass where Pasta and Ken are right now. And it was both Pasta and Willard that told me, Shasky posted a video, we should probably grab this. So Pasta grabs it, puts it in the system so Willard can play it. And what I do in the meantime is listen to it myself and get all the drops, right? Those drops that Risotto was just playing, that Pasta was playing.
The present! Yeah. The future!
So good.
All those. I was cutting them up. And you know what happened on Wednesday was I click the hell out of those buttons. I use them all the time. And I use them yesterday too. And they're getting used by the morning show, by the midday show, and Pasta's using them right now. When Shasky calls in to you guys to talk to you after we're not making fun of him, but we're laughing at him, more with him.
Right.
He calls in to defend himself, as he said. He took a shot at Steven, at Pasta. Because he said, you're remixing, you know, my hit track or whatever it was that he said. I came out with some fire beat and you're remixing it, whatever it was. He aimed his bow and arrow at Risotto when he should have aimed it at me. Because right. It was me in the background doing all of that.
I took a stray bullet straight from the chopper.
You did. And then he said the same thing this morning as I was listening. He called out Pasta again. And I guess I'm not a good enough friend because I did not text Shasky and tell him, no, it was me you're mad at. You shouldn't be mad. We're not making fun of you. It's hilarious. It's right. Awesome. But Shasky, if you're listening, it was me. I want you to know it was me.
Right. And I love pasta.
It was me, not risotto.
We are celebrating the passion and also reveling in what I call the whisper scream.
Yes.
And Shasky actually texted me back. He's like, that's my album title, The Whisper Scream.
I like it.
Because it's literally whisper screaming. And if you try to do it, that's really damaging to the old vocal cords.
My son's asleep upstairs.
Yeah, be careful. You got to protect your voice, Shasky.
The future.
It's your moneymaker.
The future.
That's
speaking
so good.
Of the future, we mentioned this going into a commercial break. Tony Vitello has announced the Giants lineup tonight versus the Chicago Cubs. Landon Roop on the bump. Javier Assad toes the rubber for the Chicago Cubs. He was great versus the Giants last week in Chicago, Dibs. I know you know that. You were watching on that great flight Wi-Fi from Hawaiian Airlines.
Shout him out. Unbelievable Wi-Fi. So crisp and clean.
What was better, the Wi-Fi on that flight or Javier Assad's pitching in the game?
It was the Wi-Fi. I mean, Assad was phenomenal, but you talk about no buffering. there was not a buffer to be found. Not Michael, not his brother. No buffer.
No buffer. Well, Assad's on the mound once again versus Roop for the Giants. And the Giants have a new lineup. And speaking of the future, as Shasky put it, Bryce Eldridge, who had been hitting sixth, is no longer hitting sixth. He was hitting seventh before then, moved up to sixth. Now he's elsewhere, Dibs. Have you seen the lineup?
I have seen the lineup, yes.
Let's just run through it because we also have a new leadoff hitter. Leadoff for a while had been Casey Schmidt. He is no longer hitting leadoff. It is Luis Arraez. Arraez is leading off and playing second base. And your two hitter, Dibs, is your DH, the rookie, coming off the walk-off grand slam, Bryce Eldridge. Arraez 1, Eldridge 2.
Bryce Eldridge!
Yeah, that's right, Chasky. Bryce Eldridge is hitting in the 2-hole. Casey Schmidt is hitting 3. Rafi Devers had a home run on Wednesday as well. He's hitting 4th. Then Jung-Hoo Lee, the hottest hitter in baseball, is hitting 5th. Willy Adames is 6th. Matt Chapman, maybe the next hottest hitter in baseball, is hitting 7th. Drew Gilbert, 8th. And Daniel Susak is catching and batting 9th. So Arraez, Eldridge, Schmidt, then Devers, Jung-Hoo Lee, and Adames, Chapman, Gilbert, and Susak. Of course, the big news there, Dibs, is Bryce Eldridge is hitting in the 2-hole.
Yep, and I don't hate it, but I don't necessarily love it because you're stacking your lefties back-to-back, and I think in late-game scenarios, that kind of favors the other team, and I know that you can't go specialized completely anymore. You have to face the 3-batter minimum, but when you have Arraez and Eldridge back-to-back, and you have Devers and Lee back-to-back left-handers, well, then they can bring in a lefty out of the pen if that's the scenario and face the two lefties, and then you take your chances with the righty after. I do like the ability to kind of like mix and match and stagger it. The one that stands out to me more is Jung-Hoo Lee in the 5-hole. I thought you could have put Chapman there and have Lee hit 6 and then have Adames hit 7, but we'll see how it works out.
Mm. Interesting.
Not a big deal, and I'm not surprised that they've moved Bryce Eldridge up because
I love it.
You want to give him as many at-bats as possible.
Look, in today's baseball, the leadoff hitter is kind of dead, like the classic leadoff hitter, the speedster. Like, Arraez is a classic leadoff hitter in terms of his bat-to-ball skills, a guy that puts the ball in play. Obviously, in terms of a classic leadoff guy, you need more speed. It's usually, like, your quickest guy that has your best contact skills is kind of the way baseball had been for a really long time. We've moved away from that now. Kyle Schwarber leads off often for the Phillies, and he's the exact opposite of that. He hits like 180, but hits 45 home runs a season and is not quick. So it's different now. But one of the common, I think, practices across all of baseball, Dibs, is generally speaking, this is not across the board, but generally speaking, you hit your best hitter in the 2-hole. You hit your best hitter number 2. And it's why I was, from the beginning of the season, I wanted Devers hitting 2. Devers, of course, hasn't had a great season. He's hitting 233, and he's having a really bad June after a really, really good May. He's hitting cleanup. But generally, in today's baseball, 2026 Major League Baseball, your best hitter hits 2. And not just, you know, best average hitter, but your best overall hitter. Look at OPS, right? Look at an all-encompassing statistic. You hit your best hitter number 2. And what this says to me, Dibs, The Giants are convinced that Bryce Eldridge is their best hitter right now, and they're hitting him number two overall. It's not just the home runs, the extra base hits, the clutch grand slam on Wednesday. It's, as you talked about earlier, the plate discipline, drawing walks. His on-base percentage is skyrocketing. He's got the best OPS on the team now at over 900 OPS at 906. He might be their best hitter. And the Giants are saying, you know what? We believe you are. We're hitting you number two. Good luck, kid. And yeah. I'm so eager to see it.
It might be because he's an elite bunter, because if Arraez gets on, you got to go ahead and sacrifice.
If they bunt. I know you're joking, Dibs.
Arraez base hit.
Oh, my God. That pissed me off
Eldridge,
so much.
Eldridge.
Don't even say that.
6'7", just square. And a little, just push it to third. Get Arraez over to second. Set the
Bryce
table
Eldridge,
for Schmitty.
If Bryce Eldridge ever sack bunts. Maybe not ever. There could be maybe a moment where it's
right.
It's realistic. If Bryce Eldridge sack bunts Dibs, I'm going to denounce my fandom of the Giants.
I mean,
that's not ever going
to
happen.
You could go to a push bunt and let those long strides get to boogieing down the line.
I think he's the slowest guy home to first on the team.
Well, you just were talking about like old school. And yes, when I grew up, it was, you know, your leadoff guy is a really good kind of a slappy singles hitter. And then if it's a tight game, the two hitter is a great bunter, setting it all up for your 3, 4, 5, because that's what it was. And, you know, hopefully one of the three or the four or the five can drive in the guy after you go ahead and push that bunt. And so just thinking about Bryce Eldridge squaring around and getting that sacrifice going, hilarious. But I know it's not baseball now.
Why are you even putting that in my mind?
It's just kind of a funny visual to see the big fella who is absolutely dominating pitching right now.
Yep.
Watch him square and go for the bunt.
Some people might think it's funny. I think it's offensive.
He's clearly put off.
Yes, I'm upset.
Boston. He's really upset.
Visibly.
Well, and the other thing is, like, okay, Arraez gets on. In the old days, the leadoff hitter is a threat to steal. Do you know how many stolen bases they have as a team right now?
Oh, God. I think they're in double digits now because they've actually had a couple steals recently.
Are right. They at, like, Arraez and Casey Schmidt lead the team. They're tied with 5. They have 19. That was a week for Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, I was going to guess. God. I was going to guess like 14. I knew it was a really low number. I oversold it, but
yeah, 19 steals, and so
worst in baseball by a mile.
So. Yes, by a mile, and so
they have been a little more aggressive lately. Jung-Hoo Lee finally actually going every once in a while, which is, I don't know why it took so long.
Yeah, he's got three, and then as I mentioned, Casey and Arraez have 5 apiece, and then Patrick Bailey. RIC,
Patrick
rest in Cleveland. He's got a couple. He got a couple steals.
Patrick
Adamas with 1, and Jesus Rodriguez with 1.
Oh,
Jonah Cox with 1,
oh.
And Oliver with 1. So a lot of your steals are not even around anymore.
No, not even.
But I like Arraez as the leadoff because, you know, he's a guy who is probably going to get on. Because that's pretty much what he does all the time.
Yeah. Jung-Hoo Lee has surpassed him in terms of average, but he's been up there above 300 basically the entire season. Listen to this lineup again. This is a really, really good lineup. Luis Arraez, then Bryce Eldridge, then Casey Schmidt. All right, your middle third, 4, 5, and 6 is Rafi Devers, Jung-Hoo Lee, and Willy Adames. And then your bottom third is Matt Chapman, Drew Gilbert, and Daniel Susak. The first 7 Dibs. Arraez, amazing contact hitter, hitting .327. Bryce Eldridge is your phenom, your rookie phenom. He's been amazing, specifically of late. Giants giving him a major vote of confidence, moving him up to the 2-hole. His OPS is over 900. That is superstar stuff. Casey Schmidt has been maybe the biggest revelation of the season for you, leading your team with 15 home runs and 38 RBIs. He's been great this year as well. Devers is hitting cleanup. Hasn't been as good in June as he was in May, but hit a home run last time out. You still believe in his bat, at least I do. Jung-Hoo Lee, the hottest hitter in baseball, is hitting behind him 5th. I think the thought there is you're going to get Jung-Hoo Lee up with a lot of runners on base, and you're going to have Jung-Hoo Lee, who's hot as fish grease, give him an opportunity to drive some runs in. Then Adames, who's been a lot better lately as well. Chapman, who is on a torrid streak the last few games, the last couple of series, really. And then Drew Gilbert and Daniel Susak. But that top 7, Dibs, a lot of it is, of course, how they're playing right now, and so many of those guys are specifically hot in this moment. But you will be hard-pressed, Dibs, to look at that top 7 and find a better top seven in all of baseball right now. That's how good that group has been.
And right now, absolutely, because you've got multiple guys who are scorching, like Chapman is on fire. Jung-Hoo Lee with an 18-game hit streak. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, 18, I believe.
Eldridge is locking in and all the rest of it. So, yeah, Casey Schmidt's been good all year. And you look at the eighth and ninth hitters, that's fine. Most teams have that. And Drew Gilbert is, you know, to borrow from Guru, I'm fighting for my life. He's probably fighting for his his big league, not his career, but his season right now, because when Elliot Ramos gets healthy, someone's got to go. And Harrison Bader, too, when he comes back. So Gilbert's going to have to start flashing and showing that he's somebody who needs to stay on this team. And we've talked a lot about Bryce Eldridge, and I just looked at the...
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The FanDuel Rookie of the Year odds.
Oh.
And I don't know where they were before. He probably wasn't even listed. But right now, he is fourth on the big board at 10-1, plus 1,000 on Bryce Eldridge. So if you believe that this is something that will continue to happen, J.J. Weatherholt
is Cardinals.
Plus 110, which is basically even money.
He's been really good.
Sal Stewart of Cincinnati has been awesome. We saw him do damage against the Giants, and he's plus 320.
Eric Miller screamed at him, bleep you, bleep you, bleep
That's right.
and bleep, bleep you too.
And then Nolan McLean is basically 5-1, Met plus 490.
Pitching. Yeah.
So and then it goes to Bryce. So if you believe that this will continue, now's the time to, well, I'm sure like actually Tuesday was the time.
Before he was on the board.
Before he hit the walk-off Grand Slam, that was the time, but still 10-1 odds is pretty good if you believe.
I mean, I'm obviously biased, as are most of us here in San Francisco, but that feels like a pretty good value, plus 1,000
right,
on Bryce Eldridge.
So you bet a buck and you get 10 back.
Bet 100 and you make 1,000.
Yep.
If he were to win it. Like, I'm not telling you to go bet it, but I don't know. I mean, I'm a big believer in Bryce. He's going to play every day going forward, I hope. If he doesn't, that's a separate conversation. I think we're past that now, and I think them moving him up to the two-hole kind of locks that in. I think he's going to be playing versus righties, of course, and versus lefties, which is what I hope. He started versus a lefty the other day and was good, not seem overmatched at all. That's good value, in my opinion, Dibs. I would be interested. If I were not retired, I'd be interested.
Oh, you hung him up?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm not a better Dibs.
No?
Not anymore.
That's just it? Like, is it the losing? Is it the sweat? Is it the...
I just don't like what it did to me as a sports fan. I want what I'm rooting for just to simply be because I like that team and I like those players. I don't want to have money involved.
Yet you do fantasy football.
Yeah, it's a little different.
You are a complicated individual. It's different, but it's also the same.
And it is similar.
I mean, that's kind of why I've turned to the marketplaces such as Kalshi, where you can trade on anything.
You're going to tell us about that coming up in a little bit.
It's not betting. It's just trading. So you trade on an idea because you can trade in and out of your position as you see fit.
And you're also, playing against other people. There's no house, right?
Correct. Look at you, straight from the copy points. And I also try to keep the Kalshi away from the teams that I root for, such as the Giants, for example. But the other day, I could not resist on the on a first run inning with Hauser on the bump.
Well, I forgot about this, but Wednesday you came up to me, I think when it was 2-0 Washington, it was relatively early in the game, and you told me, I chose Giants money line. And I looked at you and I said, poor decision, Dibs. Why would you do that? Yeah. And then they got behind 9-1, and I was like, man, I look good, don't I? And then the Giants came. I forgot to congratulate you on your epic win.
Yeah, you can go ahead and not congratulate me because it turns out I was trading Giants on the run line, which was minus a run and a half.
Oh, no.
As was my friend the Goo.
And no.
So I said that to you. Goo's like, yeah, I'm on it too. I was like, I wish you would have told me that.
I'm tired of y'all.
I talked to Guru.
I am not Michael Strahan.
I've never heard that one.
What is
before?
The context of that one? No, I've never idea. Heard that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, 10-1. Bryce Eldridge, 10-1. If you partake, you may want to get there soon because if he continues to
goes three for four today, he's going to be plus 500.
Something. Yep. No doubt. And I should have looked before the walk-off Grand Slam. I bet it was probably 25-1 or 30-1 or something.
Yeah.
Because that hit wasn't a one-off. He's been great.
No.
But that moment is, I mean, that's a moment where, you know, you're down 9-1 and you hit a walk-off slam to win 11-10.
Again, Dibs, his stats the last 20 games, he's hitting .371, on base of .451. His on base is nearly 500. Tells you he's walking a lot. His slugging percentage is .629. His OPS is over 1,000 at 1,080. 9 doubles, 3 home runs, 11 RBIs, 15 strikeouts, 11 walks over 20 games. Hard pressed to find a better 20 game sample for a power hitting first baseman than that. Bryce Eldridge.
Yeah, he's been phenomenal. And
now he's hitting in the 2-hole.
And I do think that now other teams are going to pay more attention to exactly what he's been doing because you mentioned 20 games, and he's played 28 in total this year. And so you're going to start to get a book on Bryce Eldridge. And right now the book is, if you don't throw him a strike, he pretty much won't swing at it. His discipline has been phenomenal. If you pitch him away, he's going to left field. If you leave one up, and up for him is really up, he has the ability to easy swing it out of the ballpark.
So what do you do to him then, Dibs?
I think the only thing, and this is just me watching all of his at-bats, but it's got to be down and in. Make him have to go down and dig it out of an inside and low strike zone. So I don't know if every pitcher has that ability. I think Assad tonight is an interesting one because he's got electric stuff, and he was really tough on the Giants on Sunday.
He was really, really good. Came out of the bullpen when they had an injury to their starter. I think he just got called up as well. He'd had a tough season, and then he shoved out of the pen. Kept the Cubs in that game. The Giants still won that series in Chicago. Now they get a rematch versus the Cubs here in San Francisco. That game coming up, of course, tonight, just past 7 o'clock with Bryce Eldridge hitting in the two spot. Luis Arraez leading off, then Eldridge, then Schmidt, followed by Devers, Jung-Hoo Lee, and Willy Adames, then Chapman, Gilbert, and Susak. It's exciting. It is exciting. Giants fans have been waiting for such a long time, and Bryce Eldridge is not only here, he's playing great, and now he's hitting in the two-hole for the Giants. I mean, do you remember the conversations we would have, you and Willard, and sometimes when you were out or when Willard was out, I'd be mixed in there every single day waiting for the lineup to come out, just fingers crossed, praying, hoping that Bryce was in the lineup, and now we got him in the two spot. It's probably going to be his place for a while, is my guess.
It makes sense. And, you know, we were waiting and hoping. And once he got in there and he started to look more comfortable, then yeah, you're going to go ahead and play him. And I just remember every day it was, you know, the media, Ken, our own Ken, or Pasta, who's out there in the dugout, and they're asking him, is he in the lineup? And Tony would say, no, but he will be tomorrow.
It's thanks, like, Tony.
Well, he had to defensively deflect the fact that he wasn't in the lineup, but he had to tell people, yeah, he'll be in there tomorrow, rest assured.
He's going to play 2 of the 4 games in L.A.
Right, but now there's no more question. It's the only question is, where will you hit him? And now he's hitting second, and so this might be his new spot, and if he continues to produce and Arraez is a hit machine. And by the way, Grandy, the Giants do lead baseball in base hits. And I know that's a basic stat, But getting hits,
a good thing.
It's still a good thing. Yeah. Like with all this WOBA and BABIP and all the other crazy
weighted
analytics,
ones, weighted runs created plus
all that stuff.
You bottom love line, that one. I know you love
line,
that one.
If your guy in the batter's box hits the ball and the other team doesn't catch it and you get on base, that still is the most basic success in all of baseball. And
that's a stat.
It
is a stat.
That's
maybe,
coming up.
Maybe we'll hear from him coming up in a couple of hours. And it's not just that. They're also, they might, after the off day yesterday, they might not anymore, but they're near the top at worst, not just in hits, but total bases. So it's not just a lot of singles, right? It's not just the Luis Arraez approach, although he's hit for a good amount of power, extra base power.
Listen
not,
to you,
not home run power, really. But I think
Pasta, this guy was such an Arraez hater when the signing happened.
You're talking to another one.
I was too.
You pups have no idea.
No. You did not expect him to be this defender, okay? And you cannot.
I'm not talking about his defense. I'm talking about the bat work.
Well, if he was the worst defensive second baseman in baseball, his bat wouldn't make up for it, is the point that Steven and I are making.
Your
but
point
his
was,
defense, he's
point,
been the best defender.
Both of you, your point was, he's just a Punch and Judy. His OPS is terrible. So what if he gets singles?
His defense went from worst in the league to best in the league. That's a gigantic swing, and it makes everything else look better.
I'm at first base.
At first base.
I'm going to say it again.
And now he's playing second base at a Gold Glove level.
You get a guru
we
gotta sniff.
We got to go to a break.
You get a guru
we
sniff.
We got to go to a break. Coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, the Valkyries back in action against the Seattle Storm. Tip-off is at 7 right here on 95.7 The Game and the free Odyssey app. Plus, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Time for your calls at 888-957-9570. When we come back, it's Dibs and Grandy on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.